I'm Emily Foster.
And I'm Deanna Raphael.
And we're too damn young
to be this damn confused. I thought TBT stood for Turn Back Time.
I thought Zendaya was a new fad diet.
Is it pronounced meme or mem?
We don't know.
But we do care.
So we are talking to youths to hip us up to what's happening.
OMFG is a shot of pop culture Botox that will, fingers crossed, keep us young and fresh.
And super of the now.
We're doing this for us.
But we're also doing this for you, because let's face it,
you're probably pretty clueless. Emily,
hello to you.
Hi.
How are you?
I feel turnt.
Turnt up?
Up.
Yeah. You look turnt.
So we are going international. No big deal.
Hola. Can't wait.
Have we ever had anyone from Italy?
Oh, I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
No, but what a delight.
Yeah, so we have Christina Lazul on.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
What a lovely name she has.
And she's a singer, and rumor has it she's going to sing to us, at us, around us.
You know that's my favorite.
Yeah, we just like to take a seat, light up a J.
And let them sing directly into our faces.
Right in our faces. And you know what? It's not that easy. I give people so much credit to come into a small room with strangers.
Yeah.
And sing at them.
It's weird.
It's weird.
That's like you've got some real cojones.
Cojones.
Yeah.
And I she seems to have a nice voice, so I'm looking forward to it.
I am too.
She has an album out called The Percipients.
Great. That's beautiful.
And yeah. So I liked it. So we'll take a listen to how this young Italian girl is going to, you know, OMFG us.
Let's get her bubolinos in here. I think that's Italian.
Is it?
No.
Hey, bubolino. OMFG! We have in our studio Emily Christina.
Hey.
Lizard. Go on.
Oh, Deanna, just trying to say her last name is making me laugh.
I have a chronic issue with saying people's names.
You know, it sounds like a little French when you say it's like, Lizou.
Exactly. She's making it like she's putting a big accent on your name.
Well, Christina's Italian and I want to spice it up for her. You know, I want her to feel at home. So
you went to France.
So I went to France.
And said her name.
In Italian, it's actually Lizul.
Lizul.
Lizul, yeah.
Lizul.
Which is what we will call you from here on out.
Lizul. I like that. That works.
So you are actually from Italy.
I was born in San Diego, raised in Italy.
Oh, when did you move to Italy?
I moved to Italy when I was 4 years old. And I was there since till a year and a half ago. Yeah, that's... And I'm actually going back this Friday for a month to see my family.
So what... Why did your parents, was it your parents who moved to Italy? Are they Italian or?
My mother is full on Neapolitan.
Okay.
From Naples, Italy. It's in the south of Italy. And my dad, his parents are from northern Italy, from Trieste, but he's a retired Marine and he was born in New York. So he was raised there.
Okay.
So he was stationed in Naples, Italy, where he met my beautiful mama. And
romantic.
And that's when I came. But I was born in San Diego, yeah. So it was more of, you know, a military family and military basis. Situation.
Wow. I'm so curious to know, you know, we sit here, what we're up to, you know, I know you're just meeting us, but what Emily and I are up to is just sort of finding out what's going on with the youths.
Uh-huh.
We want to have our finger on the pulse. We want to know about Snapchat. We want to know about terms. Mm-hmm. You know, we want to keep it current so that when we go out in the world, we have something for the people. Like, we understand.
Of course.
We can communicate.
Otherwise, we just look and feel like total yayas.
Yeah.
It's not good.
So I'm wondering, what is there anything specifically Italian that mm-hmm. is going on with apps or lingo or anything that doesn't translate?
You mean like social media
just
wise?
Yeah. Or, you know, like we have memes here,
uh-huh.
right? Are people in Italy making memes?
Yeah, honestly, you know, it's funny. Like, as an Italian-American, Italians love Americans, and Americans love Italians.
It's true.
Yeah, so everything that's out here as far as Snapchat, Instagram, and all the social media, Italians sort of, you know, try to copy everything that Americans do. American music and rap. And actually, the rap scene in Italy has opened up quite a bit. So it's very interesting because just lately I've been hearing some Italian rappers like Clementino. Oh, that's an Italian rapper. I don't think you guys know him, but...
No, but I want to hear.
But they're very, very similar to, you know, the American rappers that we hear nowadays.
Oh, that's great.
I know what I'm saying. So it's basically everything going on here is happening there.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of something in particular. Let me think about it, and then I'll get back to you. Yeah.
How did it feel when you moved here? Did you have to – granted, you were born, but I mean at four. Who knows
who remembers anything
at four? Was it easy to acclimate? What do you – through your lenses, what are you seeing here in California? You live here, right?
Yeah,
in LA?
Yeah.
What are you seeing as, like, interesting American California things, you know?
That's a good question. So I moved out here without knowing anybody, anything. I was just, I'm going to be an artist. That's what I'm doing. I'm going to LA. I actually live across the block.
Oh, my gosh.
I live really close to here. Yeah, yeah. So it was... good walk. But I was very determined and I was very, very intimidated. I was very scared. But I had a plan. I was going to put my team together as an artist and pursue this. And yeah, I'm here now. So you know what's happening.
And were you performing in Italy, obviously,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes. I grew up as an actress primarily.
Okay.
Well, honestly, as an artist, the first art form that I started exploring was songwriting. Then I transitioned into singing. And then I started doing acting professionally back in Italy in independent movies.
Oh, wow.
And then, yeah, since I moved to LA, I got back in the studio. You know, just life just took me in that direction and Percipience was born.
Percipience. Very exciting. So, you know, maybe we should just play a track so we can get familiar with your work. And is there I'm on your SoundCloud page right now. Is there a song that we should hear right now?
You can find, actually, I haven't uploaded my tracks on my SoundCloud. They're all on iTunes, Spotify, Tidal. But if you go to YouTube, you can hear some promo videos of it.
Okay, so I'm going to play a little Madea. That's not what you were going to sing for us before, right?
No,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, so we're going to get a treat from you. But let's take a listen.
I'm so sorry that your brain is on hiatus. You'll be hating me in exchange for that. You'll be getting everything and anything and every sin and pay for that. And pay for that. And I hope you don't mind, but your stars will align. Well, baby, baby, you're not gonna like this. You're not gonna like this. Well, baby, 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 you're not gonna like me. I hope you despise me. I hope you're realizing that I would have made you. I would have been the reason why you made it.
Yeah, that's cool. A little snippet. That's the darkest song I have, though. The other ones are more, you know, a little brighter, a little more vibey.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Really nice.
Thank you.
And people couldn't see, but you're in the video and you're in like a sports bra. Which I just sat here feeling like, A, you look awesome, and B, like, that's jealous. I had jealousy. I feel like I missed the years where I could just, like, make my own music video and wear a sports bra. And those years are gone.
Are they?
Yeah.
Emily.
No, they're not.
They're still here.
No, they're not.
They're gone.
Well, yeah, that's a promo video, actually.
It's beautiful.
Oh, thank you so
Great
much.
Job.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
What type of music is that? Does it fall under a category?
I always define it as PBR&B or chill wave, which is basically a slow R&B.
This is your word that you've made up, or it exists in the world?
The word Madea?
No, chill wave.
Oh, no. It exists. Kind of like, you know, SZA, Janae Aiko, Party Next Door, The Weeknd.
Party Next Door!
Yeah. So I'm trying to follow that kind of vibe, that slow R&B kind of vibe.
I didn't know. So we only know Party Next Door because Kylie Jenner was linked to him, and we are unfortunately always dealing with Kylie Jenner. But I'm obsessed with that someone titles themselves Party Next Door as their name. But that's the kind of stuff he does, what you just did there somewhere?
Yeah, he does something like slow R&B, I would say.
Oh, and a chill wave is that's different from PB R&B.
I guess it all falls into the same category at the end. You know, it's just a slower R&B.
Just like, let's take it down a notch.
Exactly, something like where you can just vibe to and just sit on the couch and be like, ah. I guess that's how I describe my music, honestly. You know, at the end of the day, it's something that just come home and you're like,
take it down a notch.
One question. What does the PB in the R&B stand for?
PB, well, I don't know exactly what the PB stands for, but it's also referred to as alternative R&B.
Okay. I'll take that. So it's not like peanut butter R&B. That's what I want to think it is.
Yeah, I'm looking it up right now. It doesn't seem to have... Yeah, it's just sort of...
it says...
Right, it says alternative R&B, right?
It does, alternative R&B. Oh, I love
it's
that.
Pabst Blue Ribbon and B.
That is so funny. The hipster term R&B has been commonly used as a term PBR&B, a combination of Pabst Blue Ribbon... I don't know. Yeah, but I don't think it's the same thing as what
I do.
You do?
Of course.
Oh, that's interesting. I didn't know that.
So just crack a
so it's
Pabst.
It's hipster R&B. That's the way they're saying it.
Oh.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. That's cute.
And I like the way that, you know, you seem like there seems to be a vibe of you seem very comfortable in your own skin.
Yeah.
Is that sort of an Italian trait? Do you feel that the women over in Italy have more – they're more comfortable in their own bodies or no?
No, I would say that, yeah. It's interesting you asked me this question. I was very insecure about my thighs growing up. Oh. And in Italy – I'm considered thick, but out here ever since I moved to LA, all the guys are like, damn, like they like that thickness, you know?
Okay.
So
you were too thick for Italy?
Yeah.
You're tiny.
No.
Yes. What are we talking about?
Here in LA, guys like it. So,
right. Right.
You know, I'll go with it.
Rock it.
One of my goals is to inspire young girls and women and honestly people in general, you know, to be comfortable and confident. Because at the end of the day, if you're not confident in anything, not only in the entertainment business, if you're not confident, it's very hard to achieve something.
Right. So if you're not coming like full force, I can do this, this is what I want, mm-hmm. this is who I am. If you're holding yourself back because mm-hmm. of the way you look or – whatever is in your mind that's like you're thinking is a negative, mm-hmm. you can't like fully achieve
exactly
what you want.
Yeah. It's very important to be comfortable in your own skin and base a judgment on someone regarding their personality and not the way they look, mm-hmm. you know? Like you see it in clubs all the time, like, oh, you can't get in because you don't have any pretty girls around you. Like I've seen it happen before when you go to a club.
Ooh,
when I used to go to
that
club.
That makes me cringe.
Yeah, that makes me want to cry, right? Yeah. They're like, you can't come in because you're not pretty enough. That's literally happened in front of my eyes.
Are you serious?
It blew my mind, yeah.
Yeah. Do you have any tips for girls who might be struggling with confidence? Like what would you say to someone who needs a little boost?
I would say, girl, just look at yourself in the mirror, you know, and...
Naked or...
Both, if you are. No, at the end of the day, it's you have the power to stand up. You know, you have the power. If someone makes a negative comment about you, you have the power. You have the power on how to react to it. You know,
right.
You can either choose to let it affect you and choose to... get depressed over it, or you can choose to stand up. That's what I'm learning myself, honestly, because, you know, we all go through problems this week, especially. I had my EP release party last week, so I was super stressed about
Congratulations.
That. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. But yeah, I as humans, we always tend to go to the negative side. Yeah. So
you were able to kind of zero back in and be like, hey.
Yeah, because I realized that we have the power to react to the problems, you know? Hmm. We can't change the problem, but we can change how we react to it.
That's nice.
So why don't we take a little break, and then maybe when we come back, I think Christina's going to
sing a song.
Sing Acapulco.
Litzul. We'll sing Acapulco.
Hey.
Okay, great. We'll be right back.
OMFG!
Hi, I'm Emily with OMFG, and joining me is special co-host Matt McConkie.
Hey, guys.
The Now Hear This podcast festival is coming to the Los Angeles area this October.
Oh, baby, if you love podcasts and comedy, you want to be there.
Come see great comedy shows like Comedy Bang Bang, How Did This Get Made, and with special guest Lauren Lapkus.
I've never heard of those shows. Just kidding, they're the best podcasts in the world.
Plus see storytelling podcasts like The Moth and Criminal.
Also, Marc Maron will be there. He's going to be sharing some of his favorite behind-the-scenes moments from WTF.
Step up to a VIP pass to rub elbows with your favorite hosts and meet and greets, sit up close in reserved seating, grab a drink in the VIP lounge, and get some more special perks, if you know what I mean.
And I think I do. Tickets are on sale now for Now Hear This. It's October 28th through the 30th in Anaheim, California, which is just a short ride from LA. It's also where Disneyland is. So, you know, treat yourself.
Go there. Get tickets and see the whole lineup at NowHearThisFest.com.
OMFG! Okay, we are back with Christina Lizul, and she's gonna she's gonna sing at us, and I couldn't be more excited because you know what? I have gotten very few chill waves these days.
Well, why don't you crack a PBR&B?
Don't mind if I do.
And let's enjoy this.
Don't mind if I do.
Thank you so much, ladies. I wrote this song last week.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's warm it up.
Okay.
Love is always a losing game. How did all of this happen? If you could only explain yourself what's insane, you'd probably be crying. If I were to contain myself and take off our masks instead of a dire in bed. But we had to let this be. You seem to let go of me. You seem to let go of we. You seem to let go of we. And that was the last time, baby. That was the last time, yeah. White paper and essays. Thursday shifts, rolling it up, trying to get back up. And I was always your realest, your weakness. You was always concealing your feelings. And when you face your demons, yeah, I was always the realest. I was there when you needed me through all of the seasons. And I had no reason, but you were my reason. Baby, you were my reason. I need you to feel me, to hear me, to see me. Your voice is on streaming since the last time I seen you. No.
Woo!
That was so good.
Oh, my gosh. That, like, vibrato in your voice is so cool.
Thank
That's
you.
That's just natural? That just happens?
Yeah. Sometimes when I get a little nervous, lately it's happening. I'm getting a little nervous while I'm singing.
And it's like, purposeful. It's awesome.
Oh, thank you.
It's really pretty.
Thank
oh
you so
gosh.
Much.
Nice.
So you're...
So who's that about?
Yeah. Give us the juice.
Who's the gay?
We don't want to go there.
We must. Are we finding love in the United States of America?
Yeah, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I feel like they're all the same in LA, in Italy, in New York, you know?
They are. That's true.
So...
I always thought it was funny when people would say, like, oh, it's so hard to date in blank city.
Right.
And I'm like, yeah, it's hard to date everywhere.
Every single
it's
where.
Just a truth. It's hard.
What's the hardest thing you're seeing? What's going on?
I feel like it's normal for, like, polygamy is a thing. I'm Ooh. Like, you know, I think that I'm seeing just one person, that person's just seeing me. And then I'm like, oh, no, I'm seeing other people. Oh, Yeah, you should be seeing other people too. Like, it's normal, you know?
Now, here's the one tip I was given by a guy when I was in my 20s and we were dating and I thought we were monogamous, you know? But at that point, I didn't have myself together. I know there was a part of me that was worried. We weren't, like, I didn't have enough self-esteem at that time to directly ask him. And he said, you know, when I was flabbergasted that he was seeing other people, he said, if you if you are wondering if that's something you want, you always mm-hmm. have to ask and be brave enough to have that discussion. Mm-hmm. Are you asking up front, like once you're in something and you feel like it's...
Yeah, I think that's the thing, you know, maybe even coming from Italy, we're used to big Italian families. And I think honestly, it's LA in general, because it's such a... such a unique city, you know? So everybody out here is a model. Everybody who is out here is an actress. There's a beautiful city. No, it's a beautiful city, but there's also a lot of greed, you know? So a lot of things revolve around sex, around money. So I think people have these two things on their minds primarily.
Mm-hmm. So those are the guys you're kind of bumping up against?
Oh, they're all rappers. So I need, I guess I need to stay away from the studio, you know?
Yes. Yeah, I could see you being real appealing to a rapper, you know?
And I could also see the trouble with finding someone who's going to be monogamous when you're in a crowd of musicians.
Yeah. That's very true, yeah.
Now, have you hooked up with Party Next Door?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Just wondering.
The Weeknd?
No, but they're my two man crushes.
Really?
I love Ty Dolla $ign, actually.
Who the frig is Ty Dolla
$ign? I love him.
Is he part of the chill wave community?
Yeah, he's more like hip-hop, but he does some R&B, like some slow R&B also.
So is his handle, his name, is it like Party Next Door? Is it Ty Dollarsign, or is it the dollar sign?
It's actually the dollar sign. Like the S is a dollar sign, but it's still written like sign.
And he says, call me Ty $ign.
I don't know what his real name is, but yeah. That's for some reason, I have this weird thing for him. Every time his music comes on, I'm like, oh my God, it's Ty Dolla $ign.
Okay. Well, we'll have to look him up and see what he is. Oh, yeah, okay.
All right, I'm looking at images. I just want to see. Oh, he's cute. he has beautiful eyes. Look at those eyes.
I'm seeing him.
Ooh.
I'm seeing him.
Okay.
I see you, Ty. Right. I see you, Ty Dollar $ign.
And I see you, Christina.
Yeah, I see you too.
Okay.
I see you.
I see what you're looking at.
What your jam is.
Mm-hmm.
My dad's going to listen to this and he's going to be like, what are you doing with your life, Christina?
And that's a good question, Mr. Lizul.
Now, did the Lizuls come out here or are they in Italy still?
My mom, she's in Naples, Italy. Okay. My dad, he works in Africa. So he's there right now.
Crazy.
Yeah, he teaches law there.
And does he get podcasts in Africa?
No, but you know what? Last time I spoke to him, he was like, hey, speak to your manager because I'm interested in acting. No.
Oh,
like, he's like an adventurer, you know?
Creeping.
Emily, I don't think I've ever showed you the headshots my father took.
I'm sorry?
When he was about 65.
I'm sorry?
Mm-hmm. Actually, he's probably about 60.
He thought he was going to have a second career.
He wanted to do extra work,
mm-hmm.
and he went down the block to our neighbor, Mikey Malone.
Obviously.
And these pictures are the best things I've ever— First of all, he had a giant— at the moment, he had like a giant sty in his eye. But that didn't, like, you know, sometimes crazy shit happens.
Yeah,
you have a sty in your eye. It's not going to last forever. But he chose them. He was like, no problem. Like, I'm going to rock.
Gives him character.
Oh, I'll say. And he had these different looks. My dad also always wears his glasses. At mm-hmm. that time, he has LASIK. But he had, you know, that was his signature.
Right.
So to see him, no glasses, sty in his eye, with these different outfits. Like,
did he wear a hat in one?
He wore a hat. Yes. He looked like an obscure Irish poet in
That's
one.
Right.
He looked like— I mean, I can't tell you what went on. We died on the ground when we saw these pictures. We were like, what is
That's hilarious.
This?
That's my favorite thing.
My dad took headshots also once, and he decided to take a few of them with his shirt off because he's a retired Marine, so he's all built up. He's always tagging me on these workout videos on Facebook. So he took a few of them with his shirt off, and then he looked at them. He was so pissed with them. He was like, I look fat. I don't look good.
Yeah, welcome to everyone's world, Dad.
Yeah,
that's
hello.
What we all feel like when we take those pics. So what does Percipients, that's the name
yes.
of your album, Percipients.
Correct.
What does that mean?
Percipients is a sensitive insight into things. Okay. I describe it as a synonym of wisdom. Mm. And the reason why I called it percipience was because I feel like this year especially, my biggest lesson learned was wisdom, you know? Mm. And that's the message that I want to put out, because I feel like wisdom is really what can get you through hard times, and we should all rely on that. Mm. I don't want to send your preaching, you know, wisdom, but but no, yeah, that's what percipience is.
I like that.
I like that too.
No, thank you.
How did the release party go?
It was good. It was very fun. It was
What goes on at a release party?
So we had press. We had the French reporter. She did a nice little reportage.
Okay.
On my release party. And then Frankie Razor from American Idol, he opened for me.
Oh,
his
cool.
song is actually on The Purge Election Year.
Oh, okay.
Green Paper Burns. Yeah, he was amazing. He got the whole crowd around him and got everybody dancing and vibing. And then, yeah, I got up and I just wanted to feel, you know, the music more. So everybody was like, why are you singing with your eyes closed? But I'm
right.
like, I needed to feel, you know?
Sure.
Because wisdom. That's
wisdom.
Why.
Because wisdom.
Because wisdom. Sometimes you have to connect to, you know, there's too much crazy going out on there, out mm-hmm. in the world, out at your party. You got to connect inside.
Yeah, that's true.
Wisdom.
That's true.
So did true. People buy the album?
I actually don't know yet. I'm going to know in October because what iTunes does, iTunes, Apple Music, they send you a report after 3 months. So, yeah, I'm going to know in October. So, but I hope so. I know a lot of people in Italy got it. I think it's causing more fumes in Italy than here.
I like a fume.
Yeah.
I like causing fumes. Okay, so because you are, you know, pro-female, pro-body, and all the girls should love their bodies and sort of be accepting of what they're working with. We have a little game for you.
Okay.
It's called OMFG, Who Said That?
Okay. I'm so scared.
It's multiple choice, so it's not too scary.
Okay, that's good. I like multiple choice.
Yeah. So we'll read you these quotes from ladies who have said some really awesome body positive things, and you can tell us who you think said that.
Okay, perfect. Okay. I like this.
Okay, here's the first one. My limbs work, so I'm not going to complain about the way my body is shaped.
Was that?
Ariana Grande, Iggy Azalea, or Drew Barrymore?
Drew Barrymore.
Oh, girl.
Ding,
yes.
Ding, ding,
yeah.
Ding, ding,
ding, ding.
I'm Pisces, so I got a good intuition.
Oh, me too. I don't really know what it means, but I am too.
You're very intuitive.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Psychic. A lot of psychics are Pisces.
Wisdom.
Wisdom. Wisdom. Wisdom. Girl, wisdom. Mm-hmm. If anybody ever tries to whisper the word diet, I'm like, you can go fuck yourself. Was that? Jennifer Lawrence, Debbie Gibson, or Miley Cyrus?
Jennifer Lawrence.
Ding, ding, ding.
You know
really?
Your, yes, you know your body posies.
Okay. Everyone tries to look a cookie cutter kind of way. And actually, the people who look different are the ones who get picked up. Was that Meryl Streep, Susan Sarandon, or Kate Blanchett? Or as Deanna would say, Kate Blanchet.
Let me think.
Think about it.
I'm going to go for Meryl Streep.
And you would be right.
Yeah.
And you would be right. Did you write this quiz?
No.
Oh, my word.
Okay, this one might be a little more complicated.
Okay.
My smile is my favorite part of my body. I think a smile can make your whole body. Was that said by Justin Bieber, Serena Williams, or Barack Obama?
Serena Williams.
Yeah, it wasn't that hard.
Oh, my God.
I'm like amazed.
I know. One day I had to sit down with myself and decide that I loved myself no matter what my body looked like and what other people thought about my body. Was that Rihanna, Gabby Sidibe, or Christina Milian?
Christina Milian.
Well, you got your first one.
Oh, I knew. Who was it? Who was it?
It was Gabby.
Oh.
But, I mean,
I knew I was going to get one wrong.
You're killing
it. Okay, what's the next one? I'm liking this game now.
Okay. Okay. I'm just your everyday woman who's trying to feel good and be healthy for her daughter, her fiancé, and herself. Was that Jessica Simpson, Kim Kardashian, or Olivia Wilde?
Oh, that's a hard one, too. I'll say Kim Kardashian.
You know what?
Olivia Wilde, right?
It's Jessica Simpson, but now she's married, and she probably said that a while ago, and so it's confusing.
Yeah, I thought that, though. I was like, it's probably from a while ago. Okay.
All right, here's the last one. This one you are not going to get. Just there's no way. I would only lose weight if it affected my health or sex life, which it doesn't. Was that said by Adele? Adele or Adele?
Do we love Adele?
I love her, yeah. I think she's amazing. Her songs bring me to tears all the time.
She's amazing.
Hello? Yeah, hello was, ah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think it is something, and I don't think we've really talked too much about, well, I guess we have a little bit, but body image and, you know, just being accepting of where you are. It's a complicated thing because I feel like we all want to better ourselves mm-hmm. as human. You know, that's like a common feeling. You want to make yourself better. So if you have an extra 5 or 10 pounds on you, you're like, you know what? I would look better and probably feel better if I dropped it. I'm talking about myself right now. But you know what I mean? Like, if I dropped it, I would probably feel mm-hmm. better, you know?
Yeah.
But within that, if you're not doing the things you have to do to, like, to lose those pounds, you might as well enjoy your body where it is. Do you know what I mean?
No, I agree with you. Yeah, and I love food. Being Italian, my grandmother and my mother, they serve.
What did they throw down?
Oh, my God. Pasta e besciamella. Oh,
my God. Is that like with a white sauce?
Yeah.
Oh, that's for exactly fuck's sake. White sauce.
Gnocchi alla sorrentina.
That's – you have no idea. Like, I'm literally not able to handle this. Yeah. All I want to do – I've never been to Italy. All I want to do is go and eat. That's all I want
to
do.
That's what you need to do in Italy. You just got to sit there with a nice pasta dish, a nice glass of either Sauvignon Blanc or Pinot Grigio.
Yeah, you need to just pack some elastic pants and go.
But you're walking a lot, right? I mean, that's the thing.
You know, I gained weight in L.A., actually. I always gain weight when I come back to the States because I used to come here for the summer. And I think it's my body just reacting differently. And when I go back home, even though there's a lot of carbs, for some reason, I don't know, I lose weight.
It's funny.
I want to go there
to
that.
The portions are smaller.
Magical must be
part of possibly. It.
Yeah.
Possibly.
And fresh.
Oh,
my God. I have to share this. My friend today just came up with the best phrase I've ever heard. She called herself a prostitute. She said she's been dating. She's like, I just go on these dates to get the pasta dinner.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
I'm a real American prostitute. And I was like,
okay, that's going down in our.
I like that one. I'm going to say that also.
You can take that to Italy with you.
I'm a prostituta.
Exactly. Yes, major prostituta. Quick question. If I threw the word, I'm just wondering if you've heard some of these. Mm-hmm. If we said, you know, what's a good one we've learned lately? Okay, so this is, let's just see where you're at. Just take the temperature on your knowledge of, like, lingo. It. If I was like, Emily's bae AF.
I know bae is like before anything else.
Boom.
Before anything else forever. Or sure. Before anything else as fudge. As chocolate fudge.
Yeah. Are you just trying not to swear? Because you can swear.
Oh, I can swear?
Yeah, yeah.
So
before I didn't flash, get it.
Right? I can swear. Okay, good.
Oh, I loved that.
I like that. And I was like, oh, okay, fudge.
You know? No, I was like, she's trying to keep it clean.
No, I don't usually say that. But now that you told me I can swear, then.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, so you're in. We took the temperature and we know where you're at. Is there anything you feel you could teach us right this moment before we wrap up? Is there anything we need to know?
You ladies are beautiful.
Oh,
I will take that all day, every day. Thank you.
But no, actually, this is what I've been inspired by this week is even through hard times, like we said before as we were starting the interview, we always have the power to get back up. And I think this is why I'm here today. This is what art does. This is why I make art, why I'm an actress, why I write my songs, is because at the end of the day, it's a healing process for everyone, you know, and when you can share it with other people, it's such a beautiful thing. So thank you, ladies, for having me. This is amazing.
Oh, you're so sweet. This was really, really fun.
You're an angel.
Yeah, I love that.
You're angels.
And where can we find you?
You can find me on Instagram, Christina Lizuel. My name is spelled C-R-I-S-T-I-N-A.
I know, no H.
No, L-I-Z-Z-U-L. Yeah, the Italian way. My last name is spelled L-I-Z-Z-U-L. Then you can find me on my Facebook fan page. Same thing, Christina Lazul. My website, www.christinalazul.com. And then on YouTube, you definitely check out. I only have promo videos for now, but I'm filming my first music video in Italy for Madea.
Did you want us to be in it or?
You can be in it if you want.
I could wear like a tankini.
Yeah, probably. I mean, I won't be wearing it. I'll be wearing a full ensemble, but happy to be a...
We'll be in the background in burkas.
we will be paid. We're prostitutes, so you could just pay us in pasta. We'll be happy to be in there. And then everyone can go if you have not had any chill waves in your life. Like, I feel I've been really... light on chill waves, and I could chill the fuck out.
Sounds good. Yeah, I'd like some chill waves.
You got to go to iTunes.
Oh yeah,
and look for The Percipients by Christina Lazul.
Wisdom.
Hey,
and get your knowledge together and listen and relax. You heard her beautiful voice. That was a cappella, people.
Get a grip. Can you do that? Didn't think so.
Get your shit together.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know if Ty Dolla $ign can sing like that with no auto-tune.
Don't think so.
But maybe he can.
Don't know.
Thank you, Christina.
Thank you, ladies. It was my pleasure.
Thank you.
Grazie.
Yay.
OMFG.
Hi, guys. It's Emily with OMFG. I am joined here today by special co-host Matt McConkie.
Hello.
Today's show is sponsored by Howl.fm.
I was howling. Is that fun?
It's like Netflix, but for podcasts.
And attention, OMFG fans. I count myself as one of them. A new episode of OMFG Investigates is available on Howl, so get it.
You guys, it was so fun. In this OMFG Investigates, we grab our clipboard, dust off our blazers, and hit the pavement to investigate issues that are quintessentially millennial.
You're going to hear Emily and Deanna as they head to a building on Hollywood where a bunch of famous Viners live together. And guess what? They live on Vine Street. They're there to answer the question, is Vine dead?
You guys, is Vine dead? In addition to these special episodes, get exclusive access to more than 150 hours of original miniseries and audio documentaries and over 100 comedy albums.
So you go to howl.fm/OMFG. You subscribe to Howl. You start your free trial.
Plus, if you sign up for an annual plan, you save 40% off the regular price.
And I believe that is a full year of Howl for just $34.99.
This deal is available for a limited time, and you can only get it on the web.
So it's howl.fm/OMFG. You get a one-month free trial. You get the opportunity for a discounted annual subscription for a limited time, you guys.
Okay, one more time. That's howl.fm/OMFG. OMFG.
OMFG.
Oh, I
loved
her. Really sweet.
Were you feeling her? Like, yes. I mean, I really was.
Yeah, she just seems like a real businesswoman.
Right.
She's just like ready.
She's here. She's doing her thing. She's trying to, you know, get it Ty Dolla $ign and.
And, you know, I'm not sure that's the right move for her.
Right. It's you know, but.
I want her to find a nice boy.
Right.
Well, and I'm not saying Ty Dolla $ign isn't. I'm just saying, you know, if she's going through this experience of dating all these musicians and they're not,
they're dating other people, including her. Yeah. I think that game is probably a tough one to lock up.
And she's young,
right.
You know, like she might be stuck in that world for a bit.
Right. And then she'll move out of it.
And she'll move out. But
or she'll find someone real good in there and that there'll be a unicorn and she'll lock him down.
That's right.
Prostitute.
Amazing, right?
I prostituted myself yesterday for lunch.
Where'd you go?
I went
Olive
to
Olive Garden.
Emily.
Only the finest.
How dare you? I went to Il Capriccio in Los Feliz.
So good.
They have a delicious dish called like pasta Antonio or something like that. Rigatoni Antonio. I don't know. I'm losing myself. But something Antonio. And, you know, it's like $15 dinner.
Sure.
But here's a hot tip,
at
LA.
Lunch.
10 bones. For a delicious pasta meal.
That
and then you're having
good.
It at lunch like an Italian might. and you can burn it off. Okay.
Did you burn it off?
Yeah, I think I did.
Okay.
Just in the heat.
Yeah, you just sweat it off.
I sweated it right out.
Yeah, no, I do that all day.
I also heard something. I'm so sad I didn't bring it to Christina, but I will give it to you as we end our session here today. I was at a trivia night at the bar down the block, Spitz.
Oh, beautiful doner kebabs for those.
We're really giving. This is our restaurant week.
LA hot tips.
Hot tip
for Los Feliz only.
Right, only one town. Anyone else, screw you. One of the questions was, what is a dringle?
Okay.
Have you ever heard the term? And I was like, oh my God, I got to bring this onto OMFG. Dringle.
I have not. Although I do think the like senator from Michigan is like Kathy Dringle or I Dingle see. Or something. So
not the one I'm thinking of. Okay. But if you were like, hey, I'm a dringle, it would mean you're drunk and single.
Oh.
So, you know, use it, enjoy it. It's for you right now.
Drunk and
single.
Single.
Dringle.
Dringle. I spent a lot of years
dringle.
Like that.
Yeah. Oh, ooh. Yeah. Ooh. We met as a couple of dringles.
Oh, yes, we did.
A pair of dringles.
Oh, my word, was I a dringle.
Dringle, 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 dringle. All right.
I was a blood dringle. A blackout drunk single.
Word. Okay.
Awkward.
Yeah. The more you know. Ding. You guys, thank you so much for your support. You can find us, obviously, at OMFGpod on Twitter, Instagram. I am Deanna Chang, and you go ahead and find me at Deanna Raphael.
That's her maiden name. Right. And it's also an Italian name.
That's not true.
No, it's not. And I'm Emily Foster at Frida Foster. That's my middle name.
Right.
Just let it sink in. Thank you guys so much, and we will see you next week.
OMFG! Now here it is!
Hey, everyone. This is Scott Aukerman of Comedy Bang Bang. I want to tell you that Now Hear This is a brand new podcast festival that's happening this fall. Get ready for a weekend of live performances and opportunities to meet your favorite podcasters.
Hello, people of Earth!
Now Hear This will feature podcasting titans like me, Scott Aukerman, doing Comedy Bang Bang Live, in addition to How Did This Get Made, WTF with Marc Maron, with special guest Lauren Lapkus, Brilliant Idiots, and more being announced all the time, including plenty more Earwolf and non-Earwolf favorites.
Lock the gate!
It's all happening in Anaheim, California, October 28th through the 30th. You'll get Halloween off. Don't worry. Buy your tickets now and get all the details at NowHearThisFest.com.
This has been an Earwolf production. Executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Adam Sachs, and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit Earwolf.com.